Good morning. This is Gary Emmett filling in for the chairman, Scott Hannon, who is in Minneapolis today. Gary Emmett here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting live from CPAC. We're going to have a busy show this morning, filling this first hour. We're going to have Michael Brickman with us. He's a national policy advisor. We're going to talk a little bit about Common Core. Then we're going to have Pete Hegseth here from the President for Concerned Veterans of America. And Jenny Beth Martin, President and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, will be joining us at about the bottom of the hour. And then Phil Kirpin, President of the American for Commitment, will be on this morning. So I'll cover the first hour. And this afternoon, we're going to be with Mark on the Common Sense Club. Are you there this morning, Mark?
I sure am. What an amazing lineup you got again, sir. You're doing a great job, Gary.
Well, Mark, what happens, everybody kind of comes down the hallway and they're recruiting you to get on, so it's always easy to find guests. But this afternoon, we're going to have a bunch of heavy hitters here. Mark Kibbe, president of the Freedom Works, is going to be on at 3. And Senator Fred Thompson is going to be in pitching his new movie, Persecuted. So he'll be on at the bottom of the hour, 3:30. Grover Norquist, Ralph Reed, and... we're hoping that Senator Rick Santorum will stop by before 5 o'clock. And so we got a busy afternoon, Mark. We'll try to not we'll try to do a little better job. Yesterday was a little bit of the amateur hour with us out here in Washington. My partner here, Curly Haugland, National Committee Man, North Dakota, is with me this morning. Good morning, Curly.
Good morning. Good morning, Gary.
So, Mark, how are things out in North Dakota? How's the weather out there today? Is it another wintry day or what?
It's blustery, but it's warmer. It's not bad at all. And it looks like it's warming up. I actually noticed there was some melting in my garage. That's the first time I've seen that.
So, it's probably about similar out here. Probably we got about 10 degrees on you. So, but today's going to be a busy day out here. Senator Rand Paul is going to be speaking. The show right now, Governor Rick Perry is actually speaking in the hall next door, and so after him is Senator Cornyn from Texas. So we'll be missing them, but they'll be seeing all the news reports, I'm sure. We watched Hannity last night and watched a lot of what was going on, and Governor Christie did a good job yesterday. Marco Rubio was outstanding, and Governor Jindal. Boy, that was the ones I sat in yesterday when we weren't on the air, so they hit it out of the park yesterday, so a lot of people are fired up out here. So, Mark, this morning we have a guest here with us, Michael Brickman, from the National Policy Director of the Thomas Fordham Institute. He worked with Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin on a number of issues. And so, good morning, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Michael, talk to us a little bit about your time in Wisconsin and what you did with Governor Walker out there. And you're a young guy, been involved in politics. Talk to us how things were out there in the middle of the heat of the Wisconsin battles that occurred out there.
Sure. So I was fortunate to be able to see some of the pretty substantial reforms that Governor Walker implemented, certainly in education. Was able to change the way collective bargaining works in that state. It was not easy. It required a lot of leadership, but he's done a good job, and I think you're seeing schools, certainly their finances have changed dramatically, billions of dollars saved. And I think it always takes a little bit longer, but I think you'll see the education in these schools change, improve for the better, and that's something that certainly I think people are realizing and everybody can agree on.
Now, Governor Walker's name has been mentioned a lot out here, even as a potential vice presidential candidate or even kind of a, he's kind of a rock star amongst a lot of the conservatives out here because he took on a lot of the unions and the things he did out there. Now, how long were you out there involved in that campaign and the battle when it was all out on the streets and the Capitol? And it was, no question, a lot of national attention got focused on Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was fortunate to be able to work on his 2010 campaign, and when he ran the first time, had to run again in the recall.
Yeah.
But then I worked for about 2.5 or so years in the Capitol in Wisconsin.
Okay. Now, I understand right now you're doing a lot of stuff with education with the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've been fighting for conservative reforms, school choice, higher standards, accountability, teacher quality for a long time. And these are things that come up in one form or another, but we're hoping that states will continue to push the ball forward on education reform.
Now, what is the Thomas B. Fordham Institute? How big a group is it? And it's based out of Washington here. And so for the listeners that want to know a little bit about the Institute, sometimes we look for research from things that are done, papers, et cetera. Tell us about the Institute.
Sure. So we have a small team here in Washington, D.C., also a team out in Ohio where we're originally kind of have our roots. And really, we do research on a lot of the issues that I mentioned. You can see some of the things that we write about, research, blog about on our website. It's edexcellence.net.
EdExcellence.net for the listeners out there. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit. We talk a little about Common Core. I'm not a big fan of it, and obviously you're one of the guys that supports it. You're conservative, and you said you believe it's the standards and what Common Core is promoting. So tell us about why you believe Common Core is good. Because in North Dakota, a lot of the Republican leadership have supported it out there, but there is a strong contingent of conservatives within the legislature that are not in favor of it. So there's some battles brewing out in North Dakota as well around the country. So tell us why conservatives ought to support Common Core, from your perspective.
Yeah, and it's hard to talk about the Common Core without dealing with some of the myths that are out there. And certainly it's legitimate for conservatives or anybody to be worried when you have the Obama administration trying to kind of cheerlead for this and trying to take credit for something that, first of all, started before they took office, something they didn't have anything to do with. This was something that was led by the governors, again, before he even took office. So he had the governors and the state education leaders devising the Common Core, writing the standards, and they've been voluntarily adopted in 45 states now, including in North Dakota. And I think that's a really good thing, because you look at the standards, and of course North Dakota's had standards for a very long time, but the standards that were in place in the state of North Dakota were, especially in English, some of the worst in the country. And I'm not picking on North Dakota, because in Wisconsin they were even worse. But we need high standards, because we need to make sure that when students graduate from high school, they have the skills and the knowledge they need to be productive, self-sufficient citizens that can support themselves, get a job, go to college, all of that. So I think it's a good reform.
Now, a couple questions. You know, what's the deal? We don't see history being taught as much as far as being taught the standards. We're seeing a lot of the curriculum being changed a lot, and I understand from that a lot of the standards and the teachers teach the testing to these standards, and a lot of that has been changed, and there's a lot of stuff written out of it. Now, you speak to education. For our listeners out there, talk to us about what you think the strengths of where Common Core is and what they're testing to.
Well, I think it's important to understand that the Common Core, just to back up a minute, their standards in English and mathematics, that's it. So they don't cover science. They don't cover social studies. Those are just kind of other separate issues. But in math and English, they require that students know their basic math facts, memorize them, be able to recite them automatically, you know, their times tables, addition, subtraction. North Dakota's old standards did not do that. Nor did North Dakota's old standards in English even mention American literature. The Common Core is very explicit that students need to be learning the classics from American literature, reading our country's founding documents. These are things that are in the Common Core. But what you will not see in the Common Core are curriculum. Curriculum's designed by the local school boards and the teachers. You won't see homework assignments, textbooks. Those are decisions that always have been, always will be decided by these local decision makers. So if you see a homework assignment coming home in your child's backpack, and you say, man, I don't know why they're teaching this in the school, don't give the local decision maker a free pass and let them blame Common Core, because that's not it at all. You need to talk to these local decision makers and make sure they're teaching what's appropriate and what's going to get their kids prepared for later life.
Well, I think one of the concerns is that teachers tend to teach to what the judgment is based on the standards, and that's one of the challenges. And so when you focus on the math and literature, which are well important, it's just that it comes from a centralized approach to what the federal government, when they tie the strings to it, those are the concerns that while you say there's local control, when the feds give money, there's always strings attached to us. And as a conservative, I always have concerns about that. And we know that the government always overreaches. And that's a concern that I think, you know, we see, whether it's kind of a soft sell because there's an uprising. It's what comes 4 years, 8 years down the road from now that is a concern, I think, to conservatives.
Well, you know, I'm certainly with you on federal overreach. There are absolute legitimate examples of federal overreach where you have the Education Department, the Justice Department coming in and telling local schools what to do. We need to be vigilant about that and make sure that's not going on. I just don't see Common Core as being at all in that category, because certainly the Obama administration needs to back off, stop trying to take credit for something that was not their initiative, and let states do their thing, continue doing what was a state-led initiative originally. But again, it's the local decision makers who are really making the decisions that affect kids, and we need to make sure we're on top of that as well.
Well, Michael, thanks for joining us today. We're going to be heading to the break here shortly. Michael Brickman's the National Policy Director of dealing with education at the Fordham Institute. Michael, give us that website again for listeners out there that would like to get more research on what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's edexcellence.net. You can also just go to Google and search for the state of state standards in 2010. It shows a comparison of what North Dakota had before and why the Common Core is an improvement.
Okay, Michael, thanks for joining us today. When we come back, we're going to have Pete Hegseth, the president of Concerned Veterans for America. Thanks for listening to us. This is Gary Emmett, broadcasting live from CPAC in Washington.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Scott Hinnon Show. This is Gary Emmett filling in for the chairman who's out in Minneapolis this morning. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Curly Haugland, Republican National Committee man from North Dakota. We're out here at CPAC in Washington, D.C. Curly, just briefly before we go to our next guest, give me your general impression. This is your first CPAC. It's my first CPAC. And then, of course, we're doing some broadcasting here. So tell us, what's your impression so far?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a tremendous display of energy and conservative from the conservative members of our society. There's a lot of young people here, and they're excited. You can just see there's a fire in their eye, and the speakers, of course, the lineup is just one after another, 5 minutes apart, all of the rock stars in the conservative movement, and I'll tell you what, it's just energizing and exciting, and these people are fired up.
You know, what's great is to see all the young people. You know,
absolutely.
I see all so many young people that jumped after Barack Obama, and many of them moved to Ron Paul. But now we're seeing a lot of them involved in the conservative movement out here, and I think it's just fantastic to see all the young people and all the energy they bring to a cause like this, which is fantastic.
And it's amazing. We got a rainbow of points of view coming out of small points.
Well, just like our last guest, you know, yeah. I thought he was for that Common Core until he sat down. I find out he's against it. So, Mark, I apologize that
other
we had to talk
around.
About
other
the other way around on it. Yeah, I kind of missed that one up. So, we're supporters of against Common Core fighting that battle. But so, Mark, we have Pete Hegseth here with us, a Minnesota boy. He's the CEO of Concerned Veterans for America. Pete, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Pete, you got an impressive bio. You're an infantryman and you served in the National Guard, and you most recently served in Afghanistan. And, you know, we got great guard units up in North Dakota.
Yeah.
You were involved with the first 101 Airborne, and you served in Guantanamo Bay. And so you're decorated. You got a couple Bronze Stars, and we appreciate and thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
So talk to us a little bit about what you're doing with Concerned Veterans for America. And, you know, these are important issues for a lot of our guys over there fighting. They come home and they find some tough situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about this. Education to our listeners and for the citizens out there is so important, and help us understand that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Concerned Veterans for America is a veterans and military families organization, and our mission is very straightforward. It's to fight for the freedom here at home that we fought for overseas or while in uniform. There's no reason why service members and their families, and we're not just a vets group, it's military families and patriotic Americans, you raise your right hand to defend the Constitution. And there's no reason when you come home why that should stop. You fight for this freedom, you come home, and then you watch it start to slip away. So we asked veterans to get involved in things like VA reform, which we're very active in, talk about defense spending, but it's also a broader understanding of what makes America free and great and prosperous. Talking about other threats like the national debt, $17 trillion in debt, and what that does to our freedom and prosperity. Talking about more government control and what that means. So it's a broader set of getting veterans engaged on issues of the day and ensuring that we're preserving the very precious things that we fought for.
Now, one of the things...
Can I ask one quick question?
One of the things that's
upsetting me a lot, Pete, this is Mark. I saw you and was impressed. I heard your speech at the Minnesota State Convention, and one of the things that just really bothers me is that so many veterans are being deprived of their Second Amendment rights, you know, and I know you're speaking out against that, but that is just so egregious. Of all people that should have Second Amendment rights, it should be returning veterans.
Yeah, it's a real problem. The bureaucracy, frankly, at the Department of Veterans Affairs is deeming certain categories of veterans coming home mentally incompetent or incapable of handling a firearm. So you're taking someone who served in Iraq or Afghanistan, comes home, maybe is dealing with PTSD or PTS, or they're transitioning, and if they're classified as such, they want to do it because, hey, maybe they need the assistance, but they're then, through a committee or a bureaucrat at the VA, is deeming them incapable of having a firearm, so they're being stripped of their Second Amendment rights after serving their country on a battlefield. It's a damn shame, and it's one of the types of issues that we're happy to take on.
So, Pete, talk to us about this project VA accountability.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to understand that for our listeners out there.
Sure.
Because we got congressmen and senators that need to have the heat turned on to support the cause.
And I hope everybody in North Dakota, Minnesota, and across the Midwest calls up their congressman and senator about a specific piece of legislation. It's called the VA Management Accountability Act. The VA Management Accountability Act. Our group has launched a website called vaaccountability.org. And what makes our effort different is for years and years and years, all the dysfunction, all the problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs, you've heard about them. There's backlogs, there's wait times, there's preventable deaths, a lot of problems. The answer in Washington has been, it's an answer that we get on a lot of government bureaucracies, more money. Throw more dollars at the problem. Problem is you throw dollars at a bad system and it goes down a rat hole. So the idea is, how do we reform the bureaucracy at VA so it's actually delivering services? Over this period of time, as problems have gotten worse and money has gone in, no one's been fired. Zero people at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Wow.
Zero. Including heads of hospitals where patients have died, including heads of regional facilities where the wait times have exploded. It's because, part of the reason is because bureaucracies are intractable and they never change. But the other reason is, even if a reformer was at the top of VA, he or she couldn't fire anybody. The protections, the red tape is so significant, you can't reform a bureaucracy like that. So the simple item of this, and most, you know, bills you see in Congress are 30 pages long. long. This is one paragraph. And what it does is it empowers the VA secretary to fire employees who are underperforming. Pretty straightforward, at-will stuff that's long overdue.
Pete, what do you think about the Obama administration defense cuts that he's recently announced? Do you think they're too steep, or is it in the right direction?
I do. I think they're too steep. However, there are places in the defense budget where we can be a lot smarter about how we're spending dollars. And that's one of the things Concerned Vets for America talks about, too. How do we cut the fat to spare the muscle? So let's weapons acquisition, where we're spending billions over. We've never audited the Pentagon. There's simple stuff you can do to make sure the books are in order. But by this time, after sequestration, after all these things, not all cuts are created equal. And I'm a fiscal conservative who believes in the need for debt and deficit reduction. But at some point, you start cutting into the bone with the Defense Department. And this administration is completely unwilling to address all the entitlement programs, the mandatory spending that are the real drivers of our debt and deficit. That's where we should be looking for reforms right now.
Pete, I heard something last week, and maybe it was a misunderstanding on my part, but some report that the veterans' files were being trashed.
Yeah.
There was a backlog, and they were trying to catch up, so the solution was to throw files away or something. Is there any truth to that? What was that about?
The Daily Caller reported that. It was the Los Angeles VA regional facility, and these are medical appointments. So veterans were making medical appointments at the Los Angeles facility. They were getting 3,000 in, and this is a whistleblower report, by the way, and we've been in touch with this Marine. He's very serious about it, and he's actually refiled his complaint. They were getting 3,000 reports a month, only 800 appointments they could see. So you can imagine that's 2,200 extra that are being added to a wait time. But this administrator and others in that regional facility are judged by how long veterans are waiting, right, for bonuses and whether or not they keep their job, well, even though they're going to keep their job no matter what. So they decided at some point we need to start deleting some of the older records, some of which they know they hadn't scheduled an appointment. Now, some of these guys had died or there's different things that had changed, but there was scrubbing of records to make the numbers look better, to include appointments of guys that were waiting and never got an appointment, all so that a bureaucrat somewhere can make their numbers look better. And we've got a lot of sources inside VA that said this is not the only facility. This is happening across the country, and it's CYA time at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that's why something like the Accountability Act is so important.
Certainly another reason for more accountability.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Well, you know, Pete, one last thing. We're about another minute or so away from going to the break, but talk about the veterans that are coming back and all the injuries this war has, which is so much different than other ones. The ratio of...
It is. You know, I mean, it sounds morbid to say, but it's true. A lot of guys that would have been killed on the battlefield in previous conflicts now have the equipment and force protection measures, so they're not. Body armor, helmets, things, vehicles. So you're coming home with hidden wounds, traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress. We understand it now more than ever, but I also think we can over-stigmatize on some of those things. And a group like ours wants to make sure, hey, vets are an advocate when they come. They're an asset when they come home to the community, but we got to make sure we take care of those who fall through the cracks as well.
Pete Hegseth, CEO of Concerned Veterans for America. Thanks for joining
us this morning.
This is Gary Emmett broadcasting live from CPAC. We come back. Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On a ballot. I think that in the states where you actually get on a ballot, it's a good exercise for people to see what that process is like and what it takes to go through that. But in Georgia, it's basically show up, you get elected.
And folks, to the What's on Your Mind preview, we've got CPAC going on with Gary Amenath out there in Washington, D.C. He's got a great lineup of guests. I think we'll be connecting with them real soon. In the meantime, we've got be careful kind of warnings about weather in eastern North Dakota and western northwestern Minnesota about all of this. You know, the blustery winds could add to some visibility problems, some real challenges. And we've got hazardous weather. It's mass precip has moved out of eastern North Dakota, but however, melting and ponding from yesterday's warm temperature will refreeze today, causing slick roadways and sidewalks. So be really careful. Northwest winds can gust to 30, sustained from 15 to 25, so that could cause some additional drifting snow, which could help further deteriorate road conditions. In Fargo, it's going to be mostly sunny, a high near 19 and blustery. Partly cloudy tonight, low down minus 5 again. North-northwest winds 8 to 13, becoming light and variable after midnight. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 24, light southwest, becoming south. And now I think we're very happy to join CPAC and Gary Amenath. How are you doing?
We're back, Mark. Thank you very much. We're doing great out here. We have Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots, joining us today. So, Jenny, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jenny, you're from Georgia, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're one of the founders of the Tea Party Patriots, and it kind of started around the kitchen table. Is that kind of correct? Give our listeners a little background on that.
It started around the kitchen table. It really started after Rick Santelli had a rant on CNBC back in 2009 about the stimulus bill. And we started tweeting about it through Smart Girl Politics and Top Conservatives on Twitter. A week and a day later, after his rant, we had our first round of Tea Party protests. So it was 5 years ago. We have 48 protests with over 35,000 people in attendance, and we've been growing ever since.
Jenny, talk to me a little bit about, you know, I've been involved in the Tea Party efforts in North Dakota. I was a party chairman, as many of the listeners know. The Republican Party got involved in the Tea Party, was part of a group that had developed the Tea Party Caucus, which kind of united a group. But the energy is not what it was before, from my perspective, in parts of the country. What are you seeing across the country, from Georgia as well, doing what you're doing nationally?
Well, the energy certainly is very high in Georgia, especially right now because there's the state legislative session going on. What I think that we've seen is that you have to gauge energy a little bit differently than we did in 2009. 2009, we showed up and made a lot of noise and we're making our voices heard, and people like you and others around the country found a way to take that passion and energy and turn it into real productive action. And so it may not feel the same, and yet it's a much more productive use of the energy.
Well, it seems in North Dakota, many of the Tea Party folks got involved in a Republican Party, and they went out and got involved in some of the conventional processes. Do you see that's happening, or what are the Tea Party activists doing today? Because there's not as many rallies as there once was, right? So where's the energy focused by your group or other groups that you see?
Well, there are places around the country that are working within the Republican Party, and they do that the way that you've described. And then there, what we're doing at Tea Party Patriots and what we encourage our local groups to do is to get involved locally and at a state level for not necessarily elections, but holding your local elected officials accountable. And then from a national level, we've been very focused on the health care law. And it's not a fight that we really wanted to pick, but one we have. It's been picked with us, so we're very focused on what's happening with the IRS. We are working to repeal the 16th Amendment. Seems impossible, and yet John F. Kennedy said we could put man on the moon in a decade, and we did. I think we can amend the Constitution. It's not rocket science.
Well, tell
Hallelujah.
Me a little bit. I understand Georgia is one of the first states to pass the Convention of States resolution. Talk to me about how that happened and what your perspective of that is.
Well, there are Tea Party people within Georgia who are very, very excited about this Convention of States process. And there's a bit of debate within the Tea Party movement as to whether that's the right thing or not for the country. Yet what I think that is so beautiful about the process is that we've got local people around Georgia, and I'm seeing it around the country, who are getting active and doing what they can to leverage the power of the states that the states already have to keep our founding principles in place. And those founding principles are based in freedom, especially personal freedom.
Jenny, is the message changed at all from within the Tea Party or from your organization as far as what you're saying as far as getting involvement? Talk to me about what your view of activism should look like.
Well, what we know is very important, especially this year in 2014, is to go and talk to your friends and your family and your neighbors. Go door to door, get very, very active, and talk about the values that we care about. We know that Americans across this country want personal freedom. They want to be able to live their lives the way they see fit, as long as it doesn't harm others or infringe on their rights. They want economic freedom. We want to have the opportunity to earn more money and the ability for businesses to hire more people. And we all know that we have to leave a debt-free future for our children and our grandchildren. We cannot leave them with our generation's $17 trillion in government debt. And it's not fair or right. The only fair and right thing is to make sure we leave them with a debt-free future.
Jenny, there's an article this week that came out and discussed from the Tea Party's perspective that they feel that CPAC conference does really not represent the Tea Party movement anymore. Do you agree with that? Or
I think that what I see with CPAC is that there are speakers who are here who probably are not completely aligned with the Tea Party, and yet there are speakers here who are aligned. We've got, I believe, a 15-year-old young man from Wisconsin who was bullied by his teachers because he stood up and said good things about Scott Walker during the recall. He's going to be one of the speakers, and he's very active with Tea Party Patriots and also with the Freedom Works organization. organization. And so I think that the best thing to do in conferences like this is to talk to the attendees about our values and ask them to get on board and help us promote those values and hold elected officials accountable. And that means when Republicans and Democrats both are not doing the right thing for our country, we have to hold them accountable.
What is your perspective, Jenny? Where you see what's happening in Washington, a lot of the, at least in the House, even in some of it in the Senate, obviously, where there's divisions, you know, with the Tea Party, and some of them are holding the line, and yet you have, you know, a lot of the leadership fighting for a more moderate position, and they're saying that the liberals are winning. I mean, how does the Tea Party, the libertarians, the conservatives unite to defeat Obamacare and the initiatives of a very liberal administration and what they're doing? How do we do that so we don't become split too much that we lose?
The way we do that is we talk about freedom. Americans want freedom, and we show that there is a difference between the people in Washington who want to acquire more and more power and those of us around the rest of the country who want to be free. And we don't shy away from it. We talk about it. We talk about it plainly and calmly. And we make sure that the people around this country understand we are not facing a Republican-Democrat problem in our country when you look at Washington. The problem that we are facing is that we have politicians from both sides of the aisle who have been elected and in power for years and years and years. And it's time for them to remember that they are not supposed to represent their own special interests. They're supposed to represent the interests of the people around the country.
Let me ask one question here, Gary, if I might. We know the debt and deficits are the result of a problem. The problem is spending. So can you summarize in short where we should be cutting spending in ways that will have the least negative impact on our country?
It's really very, very simple. The way to do that is to use what's called the penny plan, and that means cutting one penny out of every dollar that the government spends. And if we did that starting in 2015, we would be able to reduce our national deficit so we are not having to borrow more money in 3 years' time. And then we need to take the money that we're no longer borrowing and start paying down our debt so that we can pay down the $17 trillion, move to a debt-free future, and have surpluses for ourselves, for our children, and our grandchildren. One penny out of every dollar.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like too much to ask, does it?
You know, it's amazing that's what we're asking for, and so many have stood against that and don't want to address it. It's not easy to say, okay, we're going to make a difference and we're going to stop spending just one penny less, that's all. So we'll continue to stand up and be the reasonable ones and hope that we can convince more Americans to hold their elected officials accountable.
Mark, back there in Fargo, North Dakota, we're kind of dominating the questions for Jenny Beth here. Do you have anything you want to ask from a Fargo, North Dakota perspective, even though we have the same view here, Curly and I?
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but, you know, taxed enough already in the first place is taxes. If we got our taxes down comparable to other nations at the same time, you know, and spending, you know, we would just explode. Coupled with energy independence, it would be just stunning. China'd never catch us.
If we did that, if we reduced our spending and reduced our taxes, I think that we would see the most amazing, incredible things happen with our economy. We would have a growing, booming economy, and people across this country would be able to have the opportunity to earn more money, the chance to earn more money. Businesses could hire more people, and then as you have more money that you have earned in your pocket, you choose how to spend it, and many people will go and hire more people and grow the economy even more.
Jenny Beth, question regarding listeners out there, because our station's the flag, and we have a lot of people that really are feel strong about our Constitution, that they're messing with it, and they're really with us and with you on these issues. How do they get involved with the organization? Give us your website and talk about your organization a little bit.
We'll go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, teapartypatriots.org, and you can sign up right there and learn more about us. You can sign up to be a rapid responder so we know what you care most about, and we can email you about those issues. And if you want to learn more about us, click through on the page. It's called Our Vision, and you'll see what we stand for. We want all Americans to be able to pursue their American dream.
I appreciate that. What I'm excited is a mother around a kitchen table with some friends said you've had enough and you've got involved. And so we really appreciate you coming out and doing what you're doing for the cause of liberty and freedom.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for joining us. This is Gary Emanis and Curly Haugland from CPAC. We come back, we'll be talking to Phil Kirpin, President of American Commitment.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip for a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This winter has been long. And it's been cold. And if you need a break and a little relaxation, I have the perfect prescription. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday at Chase on the Lake. You'll get two nights and your choice of either a four-hour snowmobile rental, if you want some more winter, or two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa. There's the relaxation. There's the wind down from one long winter. And that spa is amazing. Facials, pedicures, manicures, massages, they've got it all. And this whole deal is only $199. I kid you not. For two nights. Less than $100 a night. Plus, your choice, either a four-hour snowmobile rental or the spa treatments. Two of them. But you need to call to book your reservations right now. 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last. 888-CHASE-06. Chase 06.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your
Your Mind preview. Let's have a quick look at Steve Sports Saturday Show tomorrow.
Good morning, Flag family, friends. This week, Steve Sports Saturday is live from Sioux Falls at the Convention Center, where the Summit League basketball tournament will be going on. Really excited to watch the Bison men and women have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. The Bison men have a very good chance to go to the Big Dance if they play well. So we'll be previewing the tournament Saturday from the Sioux Falls Convention Center, and we will have Gene Taylor from NDSU Athletics. He's the director of athletics there. Saul Phillips also will join us, the NDSU men's basketball coach, and a few other Summit League guests as well. Remember, friends, we are sponsored every week by Vision Bank, and thanks to the good folks at Vision Bank for being a great sponsor. Have a great Friday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 to 11 a.m. on Steve Sports Saturday right here on the Flat.
Thanks, Steve. Now back to Gary at CPAC in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark, thanks for having us back here. We're going to have a busy afternoon. Starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to have Mark Kibbe from President of Freedom Works, Senator Fred Thompson, actor and director of Persecuted, movies promoting out here, Grover Norquist from President for Americans Tax Reform, Ralph Reed, President of Faith and Freedom Coalition, and hopefully Senator Rick Santorum. So we're going to have a busy afternoon, and we had fun yesterday, Mark, didn't we, kind of going back and forth?
It was just great. What a great lineup, man.
So what we're going to be doing is we have a guest here, a guy named Phil Kirpin. Phil is president of American Commitment. Phil, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I feel bad after hearing you read that list. I'm going to be the worst guest you have all day.
No, it's tough to
live up to the expectations of that list you got.
No, this is you're on an important issue that's hitting a lot of headlines. You're probably talking about more important headline news than anyone else out there. So, talk us a little bit about what you're talking about related to IRS power grab and really dealing with muzzling free speech. Talk to me about.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have been following the IRS targeting scandal with Lois Lerner and her continuing to plead the Fifth and the improper targeting of all those Tea Party groups and conservative groups, pro-life groups, etc. But what the IRS has done really in the past several months takes it to another level, because they've tried to essentially codify their oppression of these groups as an official rule. And so they've written a rule that is neutral on its face, but it appears to be reverse engineered to shut up all of the same groups that they were illegally targeting. And we've seen an outpouring of public opposition to this, really like we've never seen before in an IRS rule. The public put over 143,000 comments into the docket opposing this rule, not just from conservatives like me and you, but also from liberals. The ACLU opposed this, the NAACP opposed this, the Sierra Club opposed this, and all these groups basically said, look, if these restrictions are in place, limiting what nonprofit groups can do, calling all sorts of things they do political and restricting it, these groups will basically be crippled. They'll be hampered. They won't be able to engage in public policy debates or in any way in the political process, and that, of course, violates the First Amendment as well as being contrary to the relevant statute. And so we also had a vote in the House of Representatives last week on stopping these rules. We got 14 Democrats along with every House Republican to vote to stop these rules. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic that we'll get a vote in the Senate, because we've got all these Senate Democrats who know this is wrong, who know that it shuts up their own liberal grassroots as well as shutting up conservatives, but they are so intent on stopping some of these big groups like AFP and Crossroads GPS. They think the only way they can get reelected is to shut up everyone who's talking about health care and shut up all their opponents. So it really is outrageous. The IRS, because of that outpouring of comments against it, they have promised a public hearing on this. So we're hoping thousands of people will come out and demand to be heard for a couple of minutes and really make a circus out of that. And we hope stop this so that they aren't able to silence us.
Do you think that the Obamacare is going to hurt Democrats despite Obama talking about delaying the rules?
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, if people go to AmericanCommitment.org, I put up two posts yesterday about the healthcare news that we've had in the past couple of days. This delay from the Obama administration is actually the 13th time that the president has delayed a major portion of the bill. And yesterday he did it on the exact same day, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, he did it on the exact same day that he threatened to veto a House bill delaying the individual mandate. They got a huge number of Democrats. So it passed 250 to 160, passed by 90 votes. He said, I'll veto that. You can't delay any part of Obamacare. This is outrageous. Then the same day, unilaterally, unlawfully, Toffoli, he delayed a major part of the bill for the 13th time. And, of course, last year Obama said, I would never agree to delay Obamacare. I'd rather shut down the government. Secretary Sebelius said on the last delay, oh, we'll never have any more delays. This is the last one. So I think they know the law's a disaster. They know if they actually force people to live under it, the political pain would be even worse. And so they keep trying to push it off into the future without admitting the reality that this thing doesn't work. And I think that it's going to be a huge political disaster for them anyway. Look, I mean, you look at the numbers, they get worse every single poll. I mean, this law is going to take down Democrats, not just in the red states, but in a lot of blue states also. I think there are going to be some surprises this year because of how unpopular the health care law is.
I know you mentioned that the House has passed this and the Senate not likely to take it up, but you also mentioned that a lot of this activity that the president's doing, the administration's doing, is simply unlawful. And it seems to the point where so many unlawful things are taking place that we're almost being immune or inoculated against this unlawful behavior, and people are saying, "Oh, hum, nobody seems to be able to do anything." Is where should we go, or what can we do? It seems like such a frustration because we have the rule of law in this country, but if the laws aren't enforced, we don't have the rule of law, and I think that's eroding faith among many citizens. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. The only thing I can say is that if we can get some Republicans in the Senate to stand up to this guy, we can correct it.
That's the answer.
This is Gary Eminent broadcasting live from CPAC. Thanks for joining us this morning. Mark, thanks for joining us. We'll be back this afternoon with you. Be great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Senate seat.
You talk. I think that's weird. Listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us. What's on your mind?
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.